This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Oh, life is good, isn't it? Life is good. I tell you what, it's a Friday. UND hockey tonight. I'm so excited to get up to Engelstad Arena and watch another UND hockey game and watch this incredible team make a run at another national championship. Had great news yesterday. The NCAA regional tournament is going to be at Fargo at Shields Arena. That'll be after, of course, the first round of the playoffs. This is the last weekend of the regular season. Then there is the NCHC tournament for the first time ever. Back to the WCHA days of the Final Four and then the Final Five. First time ever outside of Minnesota. Because Minnesota's closed for anything of any degree of common sense right now. Completely closed. And yesterday on this program, you heard Governor Doug Burgum say, we're glad Texas has caught up with us, because what Governor Abbott said in Texas this week of, as of Wednesday, businesses are 100% open and all restrictions of any entity are now done. No mask mandates of any entity. I asked our own Governor Doug Burgum about that yesterday, and he said, well, that's us. Has been since January. I don't know that that's been communicated as well as it should. And I do empathize with businesses who say, well, CDC says this and the state says that. But when the governor of the state gets on a statewide radio program and says, we are open and we've been ahead of Texas since January, when they're saying 100% open, I think you have all you need to know. Now, one thing I would say to people who get a little bit nervous about that and say, you know, wait a minute, what are you doing, why? I still think anybody who is concerned about their own particular health situation, or maybe a loved one that they have that they see regularly, and I can't get COVID because I care for an elderly parent or whatever, those are serious concerns. There's no doubt about it. I don't think we ever should take any of that lightly. Unfortunately, a good portion of our younger folks seem to be the ones that are most in fear, and I've never really figured that out. But my point is this. I can't tell you whether you ought to fear things or not. That's a personal decision. If you decide you're in fear, no matter your age, I can't tell you not to be fearful. What I can tell you to do is protect yourself. Get to a place of comfort yourself. Maybe as things open up a little more and we get closer to, really a herd immunity, and we must be there anyway when you look off. You talk to health professionals that I talk to, and they'll tell you, North Dakota did something differently than most places. If you look at where North Dakota was at the height of this and how quickly North Dakota fell, whether it's our wide open spaces or whether it is some kind of herd immunity that people had it that didn't even know they had it, we're in a better place than most, and nobody knows exactly why, but we are where we are, okay? And so, you know, I don't think that we have the need to have any of these other restrictions anymore, with the exception of maybe the biggest event and people sitting next to each other for hours on end or whatever. You know, so you're going to have a little bit of that. I see yesterday the NCAA, in all of their wisdom, and I have quotes in wisdom and I'm doing the air quotes, guys, wisdom, NCAA said, we're going to have about 1,600 people in an arena that's 6,000 at Shields Arena for the NCAA event. So it's going to be impossible to get tickets because there's 1,600, and it's just the NCAA, and they're idiots. They're absolutely idiots, run by college presidents that don't know their butt from third base, that live in a dream world. If you want, I'll tell you what I really think about them, but it is what it is. But, you know, now on the other hand, if that arena was full of 10,000 people and it really holds six, I think there's something to be fairly concerned about there. But this is how I've educated myself. I talk to actual healthcare professionals who are unafraid, number one, to recognize that we are in a very good place when you look at the numbers. Okay? When you look at actual numbers of people in the hospital and the infection rates. Okay? And so we are where we are. If with that real data, you still feel, find yourself concerned about this, protect yourself and recognize as we open up a little more, maybe it is better for you to stay home. Because you're going to go somewhere where somebody's not going to have a mask on. Go to Hornbacher's, go to Cashwise, go to your favorite grocery store, load up on things and make yourself some gourmet meals at home, fire up the barbecue grill because it's almost spring already, and stay home. And be careful. You don't have a right to go out to restaurants. You have a right to go out to, the supermarket and not have the comfort of knowing somebody else is wearing a mask. This is America. So I was really glad to hear the governor say that. I think it was, in my opinion, long overdue. But the governor gets a lot of advice from a lot of different people, and I think has been data-driven with data he assembles that have driven him to these decisions. And I applaud him for recognizing, as some of the top healthcare leaders in this state have said, the number one threat to North Dakota's healthcare system is the fact that the economy is not back open right now. Okay? And, there are hospitals losing money right now because people are afraid to go to a walk-in clinic. That's not wise, friends. That's not wise. You don't want a healthcare system in any kind of financial difficulty. And there are some that are not in very good financial shape right now. They really are. So I think Ultra is one of those in Grand Forks in some measure of, big challenge. And others as well. So just those are my two cents on all of that. The other reason I'm happy today is I'm going to a bull sale. And I'm actually shopping for a bull to enhance the home security system. And I know Todd is as well. Todd had, during DAPL, some scary times. I live closer to Minnesota than I do North Dakota, so I have a fairly robust home security system with, cameras and everything else because I like to protect my family. But I could go to the next level with a bull, don't you think, Todd?
I think so.
Yeah.
You got one of them in your front yard, they're leaving you alone. So.
Exactly. So I'm going to my second bull sale ever later today. It's a Mandan address. It's actually closer to St. Anthony. And it's Doug Hilly and their team at the Chimney Butte Ranch. And the lunch is at 11:30. The sale's at 1. The bulls are already in the pens. There's 58 Gelby and Balancer bulls at the ranch in Mandan. And that's 3320 51st Street, Mandan, North Dakota. 3320 51st Street, Mandan, North Dakota. Put that in your GPS and join us for lunch and join us for a bull sale today. Chimney Butte Ranch has the directions of chimneybutteranch.com. Chimneybutteranch.com has the directions from wherever you're coming from. Or you can call Doug and he'll tell you all you need to know about finding the spot and the bulls are selling or anything else. 701-220-2083. And I'm not sure there could be a better day for a bull sale. So that makes me happy. I'm picking up a truck at Pucklich Chevy GMC in the Valley City. Remember that little special we had on Wednesday Wheels, Todd, that Chevy Highlander, the off-road, off-trail?
You got it?
Yeah. Yep.
Look at you.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
I called first, and I just tell everybody, you got to be the first to call. So I was the first to call, and it's a 2020 with only, it's barely broken in, 30,000 miles or something. So I'm really looking forward to that. And so that'll be in Valley City, and that'll be home. So that'll make me happy. On the show today, Wayne Stengem, our attorney general, he is in the fight, rolling up the sleeves, going to work. I was in his office yesterday. There are stacks and stacks of briefs and all kinds of filings ready to go. He's going to give us the rundown on that. They are going to battle with the Biden administration. And for much of it to defend things that were done in the Trump administration or court action that had already been settled in the Trump years. And so we'll talk about what they'll do to fight this 100% war. And that's what it is. The Biden administration has a war on North Dakota. North Dakota energy, North Dakota agriculture, the war is on. Those executive orders obviously were planned and leftovers from the Obama administration, and they're going to war with us, friends. That's what they are. So in this case, all you can do is hunker down. North Dakota's attorney general has the primary standing in the battle. He could go all the way to the Supreme Court, which they've done before with some of these. So I'd tuck a prayer in at night for the team at the attorney general's office that they our warriors in this battle. Happy warriors, but warriors, and they'll do it in concert with attorney generals around the state of North America as well. So, you know, like-minded states, other energy states, they'll be battling. We'll hear that. And then also Senator Kevin Cramer will join us. He's had a busy week, and I think that the most fun I had was watching him with the EPA administrator nominee of the Biden administration. And I love that about Kevin. You never have to really wonder what he's thinking. A little Trump-like that way. And he certainly didn't let the incoming EPA administrator have any doubt about it, what he was thinking. And it was related to North Dakota. So we'll talk about that in this battle against the $2 billion absolute pork-filled COVID relief bill that has nothing to do with COVID. Well, that's probably a little strong. 25% to do with COVID. I was sad to watch what happened in the North Dakota House yesterday with Luke Simons. Sad because nobody wins. Sad because everybody digging in their heels. And sad that for the first time in the history of North Dakota, a member was expelled. That was sad to see. I don't think it would have happened, honestly, if Luke Simons had shown just an inch of remorse. An inch of, you know what? None of this is true, but I'm sorry. People felt that way. Can we have a fresh start here? He wasn't willing to do that, and therefore, by two or three votes, he was expelled from the House yesterday. That's my data dump. That's the news of the day. From my perspective, what's on your mind? A little radio graffiti. Give me your best minute next on What's on Your Mind.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift. The gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online. umary.edu/discovermore.
Now you can pair monster power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back on what's on your mind. Let's get to the phones here. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Today, Todd is manning the controls with the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire. So you can call him at 258-0550. Text either he or I at 701-367-2054. Todd's at 226-8053. Give us a ring. Let's go to Tim on the road first here.
Just text he or I?
I don't care. I just done
text
with that
him
whole
or
thing.
Me. Big grief.
Talks Todd or me, him and or I you know. Just
you told me I was supposed to correct you on this.
I know
stuff,
you are.
So.
You are. Because if you don't, then I get emails and texts that, you know. So thank you for that. Yeah, very much appreciate that. Todd's keeping me on the rails as usual, and we appreciate it. By the way, we have the 24/7 line, too, for anybody that remember this. 855-200-1776, Oasis Petroleum, be the Buffalo Hotline. We're going to go one minute only, because we don't have a lot of open phone time until we get to Senator Kramer's hour, then the whole hour is open. The entire hour is open for your calls for Senator Kramer, but some people like to get in early. So Oasis Petroleum, be the Buffalo Hotline, 855-200-1776. Tim is on the road. What's on your mind, Tim?
Thank you for remembering the stockmen out here and coming out to the gold sales. Gives you an insight of what we have to put up with out here.
Exactly right. No. I relish doing it, and I've told people, if you're on the farm, you're on the ranch, and I can buy you lunch one day, and when I come to you, all you got to do is text me. Just say, I don't want to come uninvited, but if I'm invited, trust me, Tim, I'll be there. I love it.
No. We thank you for that. My question, I wanted you to ask a couple questions of Senator Kramer today. And I was listening, and it's great that that the state here and the Attorney General is trying to do something about all these executive orders from Biden. But why did Senator Kramer and Senator Hovind vote for Biden's energy secretary, a person that's obviously opposed to pipelines and drilling on federal land? Why did they vote? It seems that this Republican Party is so inept, they can't get on the same page.
Okay, what's number two?
The next one is I just wanted to say, I guess it's not a question, that I can't vote for these inept Republicans the Democrat Party all sticks together. They vote together. These guys can't get on the same page. They can't even get in the same room. I will vote for President Trump again if he runs for president, but I won't vote for Republicans again. I'll vote for Libertarians or other people that are that have our interests in mind. It seems that these Republicans they're lost in the fog someplace.
Appreciate the call, Tim, very much. And I got those notes for Kevin, Peter, and Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Good show. Hey,
thank you.
Very quickly, what we saw happen in the North Dakota State Legislature yesterday with the expulsion of Luke Simons is North Dakota's Brett Kavanaugh hearings. Okay. And as someone who has been involved in the Republican Party and the pro-life movement for many years, this is not about Luke Simons. This is about a bunch of feminazis from hell, pro-abortion, anti-Second Amendment, feminazis from hell, and their castrated, feminized allies like Chet Pollard taking down a good man. This is horrible. The Republican Party, especially the leadership in Minnesota, in North Dakota, I lived in Minnesota, needs to be ashamed of themselves. This is shameful. Pollard and these guys are despicably dishonest and dishonorable men. This is appalling. And I say this as a Republican of 40 years. I've never been so ashamed. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate the call. And a lot of people feel that way. I feel it does. There is a parallel with the Brett Kavanaugh situation in that I don't believe the due process was anywhere near what it should have been. But everyone should know due process is whatever the House members decide it is. That isn't right, in my mind, and it doesn't have a good look, but that is factually how the law is, okay? And I do believe that they had enough private communication with Luke Simons to say, where there's smoke, there's fire, dude. You got to stop this. And there was not a scintilla of effort on the part of Luke Simons to do anything about it. Now, if they're all not true, that could have come out in an investigation from both sides. It was very much a he said, she said in all these cases. The women you're referring to, I don't know. I mean, there's a fair amount of accusations that we've all read and seen. You know, some of these really don't have much of a motivation, right? I don't know what motivation you have as alleged counsel, a staffer, or an intern. And I don't think an intern, young girl, comes to help, you know, learn more about government and assist in government should have to, you know, endure anybody giving them the creeps. And that's what they say happened. But it was bad all the way around. And my hope was that there was actual due process in all this yesterday, and there wasn't. I think if Luke Simons had got up and said some version of this, you know what, none of this happened. I'll take to my grave, none of this happened. I will look at my wife in the eyes and my children who are here and say none of this happened. But you think it happened, and there's been obviously a lot of time wasted on this, and too much drama. I'm sorry for that. For whatever role I played in this, I'm sorry. Show an ounce of humility. You know, Brett Kavanaugh did that. Brett Kavanaugh got up and cried. Brett Kavanaugh got up and said, you know, this is ridiculous, and fought back tears over it. Luke Simons didn't. Luke Simons was cocky. Luke Simons had swagger. And I get it. That's who he is. But you can't expect to do that and then survive when the members hold in their hand the vote of whether you stay or whether you go. So I think Luke Simons owns a lot of yesterday. I do agree with you. Chet Pollard and the others didn't do enough on due diligence in the way of formal complaints, formal investigation. Here's the report. They wanted to last the boil. I would tell you that's the public criticism that is fair for them. They would tell you privately they were doing this for a long time. Al Carlson dealt with this. And if anybody could be blamed, maybe it's Al by sort of enabling it, right? And not dealing with it sooner. But there's a lot of blame to go around, is my point. Who are we getting in here next before the break? Todd, the radio god Mitchell. I got a lot of text, too, I can get to. 800.
John in Fargo on the Second Amendment.
Okay, John in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Good morning. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to echo the comments of a previous caller. I'm getting to the point where I won't vote for another Republican again. I'll vote for Donald Trump if he runs again, or someone that Donald has enough confidence in to take up the torch, who's possibly a little younger. But I'm not going to vote for another Republican if they don't start standing up for our gun rights. I'll tell you, the Democrats are being highly successful in antagonizing us at every turn of the corner because they will march in lockstep, and the Republicans are all sitting on their hands. And I view that, you know, across the board, almost without fail right now.
Appreciate that comment, and I will tell you this. We'll bring up all this with Senator Kramer next hour, so we'll tackle all of it, okay? Promise that. My only quick 2 cents on this, the take my ball and go home thing is really dumb. It is really dumb because you'll ensure that liberals will run everything. That's what they want you to do. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer want you to be so frustrated. They're professional politicians. Republicans are not. They don't have the fight. Our Republicans don't have the fight of the Democrats. I agree with all of that. Put people there who will fight. Find Donald Trump in a skirt like Kristi Noem. Get people in there to fight. Don't say, I'm not going to vote for a Republican ever again. Get a Republican in you can vote for. Come on.
Attention farmers. Steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock Solid bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increase prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hey, Fargo Moorhead, you can stop paying rent right now. People's Home Equity Mortgage can help you get into a new home. So what are you waiting for?
You may be surprised at how much you can afford, and it might be less than you are paying in rent. Contact me, Joel Fisher, NMLS number 1552467 at 701-204-6214 at 701-204-6214, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com. People's Home Equity, where great people deserve great advice.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurting Americans need their COVID-19 stimulus money now. But Washington, D.C. is extremely divided, and this will in no way come out appeasing both sides. Senate clerks were told to read the entire 628-page bill on the floor. It took nearly 11 hours just to read the bloated bill. The Senate vote was 50-50, with Vice President Kamala Harris falling in line with her party. The bill will go back to the House to approve changes made by the Senate and could go to a final vote this weekend. Financial experts say if passed, your children and grandchildren will be on the hook to pay this money back. China's leaders used the opening of the annual Legislative Assembly, the National People's Congress, to unveil proposed rules that will weaken the pro-democratic opposition in Hong Kong. They set a goal of at least 6% GDP growth this year and announced a major rise in military spending. Thanks for listening, and TGIF. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Great lunch special today. Petrol Surf USA, helping America fuel better. Great prices on fuel. Marathon, Senex, Petrol Surf USA branded fuel means they get a lot of suppliers, the best price at the pump. Price is inching up there, obviously, so you want the best price at the pump. I'd go online at 88 if they got it. They do it at Petrol Surf USA, I'll tell you that. They also have great lunch specials today in Yulin, Glendon, West Fargo stores, Harwood, Valley City, Bismarck, a couple Fargo stores as well, NP Avenue downtown, that Pollock sandwich, breaded cod, cheese sandwiches, breaded cod strips in Harwood today, fish and shrimp in Yulin today. Good stuff. And we're brought to you by our friends at ABM today. You know, ABM stands for Advanced Business Methods. Great homegrown company. Place to go when you need upgrades to copiers, printers, office equipment. Employee owned. Based right here means your money stays in the community. They're in West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, Dickinson too. And today's printers are really just high-end computers. I mean, data analytics help you track usage, tell you how to save money on the job, who's printing what, great security things that they can do to make sure, you know, encryption, firewalls, all that, keep the outside world out. 50th anniversary coming up. Find out more at abmnow.com. We are in the Attorney General's office of the great state of North Dakota. Wayne Stengem, looks like a war room in here and a fight and a battle about to begin. Tell us about it.
Well, it's going to be the same kind of fight we had during the Obama year, where we saw an incredible overreach as they attempted to eliminate North Dakota and America's efforts to be energy independent and to shut down the fossil fuel industry. We saw that in everything from the Clean Power Plan that was in the very first days of the Trump administration put on hold by the U.S. Supreme Court. North Dakota was the lead party in that. We saw that with the Bureau of Land Management and their overreach at attempting to restrict and eliminate flaring of our natural gas here in North Dakota, the methane rule. And, of course, let's not forget probably the most unpopular rule that I've ever seen, and that's the Waters of the U.S. rule, where the U.S. Government attempted to claim that it had continual authority and near complete authority over regulation of water in America. America. We succeeded in getting an injunction against that. The first state to get that. That litigation that started back in 2016 has not been dismissed. That injunction remains in effect. And now we know that the Biden administration is claiming they're going to resurrect that rule. They're going to do the same thing with the methane rule. They'll do it with the Clean Power Plan, and they've already succeeded in overruling the Trump administration ACE plan. And so the bottom line here is that we're going to have to fight this on many fronts for many years, certainly for at least 2 years, because we don't have the presidency. We will not have the cabinet offices. We do not have either house of the Congress, and we cannot hope to get it, of course, for two more years. So we'll have to do everything that we can to make sure that the rule of law prevails, that that we're not going to live in a situation, a legal framework where executive orders, where one person can determine what the law is, and thereby bypass the Congress, who are supposed to be making these rules and making these laws.
I realize you've got multiple fronts to fight on here, but is the executive order piece, the low-hanging fruit, for lack of a better term?
It's not the low-hanging fruit. I think it just happens to be the most immediate one, because as soon as Biden came into office, he started to implement those executive orders. Those have problems of their own. That's a good thing, because we can always argue that you didn't go through the lawmaking process, which is provided in our U.S. Constitution. So that will help. But there are lots of other orders that Obama had during his years that went through the rulemaking process, through EPA, through the Bureau of Land Management, all of those different agencies. And we succeeded in a number of those cases as well on arguments that they had not followed the Clean Power, the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, all of those statutes. And we succeeded in many fronts in those cases.
I mean, I think many people see you in this office as the last line of defense. You have obviously a very well-organized Biden administration that came in to fulfill all their goals we heard about all during the campaign, whether it's climate action, whether it is what they did immediately on the pipelines with Keystone and the effort against DAPL, as well as the federal land situation. So, they're loaded for bear. Are you surprised they moved this quick?
No, I'm not. He said that he would, and so I'm not a bit surprised that he's made those efforts, but we are also equally prepared to launch whatever legal defense we need to make sure that the Constitution is followed, the laws are followed, and the rule of law prevails. And so that's exactly what we'll do. We did that in the Obama years, or took them on in a number of cases, and, of course, playing defense in the Trump years and in the Bush years. I've been here that long. The Bush years before that, where they were in favor of us attempting to utilize our own resources here in the U.S. and becoming, for the first time in many decades, energy independent. And that's something that truly matters, because we're going to get oil from someplace, and we can either get it right here from our own country in an environmentally responsible and sensible way, or we're going to have to get it from overseas and haul it over here from very often countries that are not friendly to us by tanker, which is far less environmentally friendly than our pipelines are. And so we'll get it one way or another. We need to do it in a responsible, sensible, and environmentally friendly way that respects the rule of law.
We saw recently with the energy mix that you have a vulnerability in the grid. Obviously, that's what happened in Texas. Same things happened before in California. Are those arguments you use in court? I mean, that to say, well, we got to protect North Dakotans.
Well, we do have to protect North Dakotans. That's my job, and I certainly will do that. But I will tell you that I'm aligned in many of these cases with similarly situated attorneys general across the country. And we will band together, and we've done that before, and that's very important, because we're a relatively small state here in North Dakota, and we will spend the resources we need to be sure. But it's very helpful when we get other states like Texas and Oklahoma and Wyoming and Alaska who have attorneys general who are aligned with us, and we can all work together and fight on the front lines together.
How do you decide who does what? I mean, I'm looking at this maze of potential legal action and a lot of really bad stuff. I mean, does North Dakota take the lead on one and Wyoming another?
How do we do? That's what we do. We have to spend the time, like the waters of the U.S. That was particularly important to us in North Dakota, because we were particularly situated North Dakota. We had arguments that no other state had. We had, you know, first the Missouri River and all of those intermittent streams, but also the prairie potholes that other states don't have. That's why we decided to do that. But we attorneys general visit regularly. We meet and we talk about these things. We will be putting together a coalition just on energy issues where we can get together and talk with one another so that we can utilize each other's forces at the same time, so that we're not all doing things independently, and that we work together with our efforts.
As you mentioned, you're back on offense now. You also have a judiciary that's changed from the Biden years, or from the Obama years, from the Bush years, from the other places where you've been in these battles before. How much difference does that make?
Well, I'm hoping that, and I'm really confident and optimistic that it will make a lot of difference. We have a lot of new district court judges, and then new judges, of course, that have been appointed over the last 4 years on the circuit level. But it's well known, of course, we have the three new members of the U.S. Supreme Court, and I think that's going to make all of the difference when it comes to the rights of states to control their own destiny. Original interpretation of the United States Constitution. I think all of these things are going to matter, so I'm very optimistic, and we will do our best to hold them off or to forestall or overcome any federal overreach until we can get a president that is more energy friendly.
Last question for you. I think, you know, people in North Dakota are very nervous about the target on the back of North Dakota and our energy industry, and see an administration that is just ready to be punitive. And you've seen that before. I mean, that was the thing with the Clean Power Plan and the last minute switching the amount of, you know, targets that were for North Dakota that went from, you know, the teens to the 40s all of a sudden, and the games they play.
11% to 45% in the so-called smoke-filled room, and we had no knowledge of it, but that really helped us succeed on our efforts in court, that the rule that came out was like sending your kids off to college and then they come home, you hardly recognize them anymore. That's what happened with that rule that had gone into the dark rooms and then came out and was quadruple what we could reasonably have been expected to do.
But that's what we're up against, and that's the level of activism in Washington, D.C. The people that are worried, the people that see this assault on North Dakota coming, give me a sense of the level of fight that will be directed towards these battles.
Well, we have no choice but to make this our most zealous effort to protect the interests of the state of North Dakota. That's what I was elected to do. There's numerous other attorneys general, just about all of them in my particular political party, who are equally eager to support their own interests in their state, from Alaska to Texas, and we'll all do that. We have a history of having done just exactly that with dozens of lawsuits, and I won't get into them because they can get down into the weeds, but I can tell you this. We have been involved in dozens of lawsuits to protect our sovereign interests, and the legislature has been very good in giving me the legal tools and also the legal resources in order to fight this fight that we have to fight.
Last question, Wayne. The track record you have is impressive to this date on taking on some very bad stuff. As you mentioned, the landscape's changed a little bit with more Trump judges in there, hope less activism that happens in some of the courts. If you had to handicap this going forward with these battles, we win more than we lose?
Well, I hope we do. And there are many very, very important battles that we have won, both in the last 4 years, but also in the Obama years, where the waters of the U.S. rule, as I mentioned before, probably the most despised rule of all, is on hold and was held to be an unconstitutional violation of the law. That was a huge victory. There have been other ones, and we fight these fights one battle at a time. And we can't do everything in court. I mean, we need to make sure that we get our Congress back so that we have the people who are supposed to be making these laws doing just that.
And we're in for years of battles here.
Well, yes. Some of these battles that we've been fighting go back to 2012 and even before. And we'll keep fighting them because we can afford to do no less.
Thanks, Wayne.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing I want to mention, too, is that I think this is important. North Dakota has its own Clean Water Act. We have our own Clean Air Act. It's not like it's do it the federal way or nothing improves. We care about our land. We care about our oil, our air, I mean, and we care about our water, and we will continue to do that to make sure that we have the kind of clean air that we have. We're one of the few states that meet all of the national ambient air quality standards, and it matters to us. It matters to our farmers. It matters to the people who live here. here, and the people who are going to have their children, raise their children and grandchildren for years to come. Our environment matters, but we don't need somebody in Washington constantly coming out and saying they love our land more than we do.
Well said, thanks.
Okay, you bet. Anytime, Scott. Thanks.
Wayne Stengem, our Attorney General. When we come back, Jim, the flagpole guy, Senator Kramer to come, brought to you today by Pipers. It's machinery auction season kicking off, folks. That's right, Thursday, March 11th, big equipment auction online. There's a private party farm machinery auction in Steele on the 18th, another Western Dakota equipment auction on the 25th, many more. Check it out.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming March 2021. Auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties. 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in Oliver County. 700 acres of exceptional cropland and trail in Grand Forks County. 308 acres of productive cropland in Lemoore County. 480 acres of excellent crop and pasture land in Kidder County. And 606 acres of highly productive corn and soybean land in Clay County, Minnesota. View all of these Piper's land auctions and many more at Piper's.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're back on What's On Your Mind. And a texter here say, I didn't quite get that auction you were talking about. Go to Pipers.com and all the details are there. There's several of them I just mentioned. One is the Western Dakota Equipment Auction, the Charlie Hilton. and Aber and Sherry Krinke retirement auction that is March 25th, 10 a.m. at the Bowman Pipers, and then the Lechte Farm auction is in Jamestown on the 30th. But I just ran out all of March's, and they're all online at pipers.com. Call them at 877-700-4099 for a catalog. Don't miss tomorrow's America's Land auctioneer, Kevin Pfeiffer and the team. 7 a.m. on K-Fire the Flag, WDAY, and KTGO. Jim the Flagpole Guy is here, ladies and gentlemen, and even has a special guest today. Jim, how are you?
I'm very well, Scott. It's been 5 years since Jack called and said, "Where do I get a flagpole?" Remember that. And 2016, 2021, we're coming on board. We've got two trucks now, two setups, two trailers, a shop with a 5,000 square feet, a 32-foot flag table where we fix flags up to 30 by 60. We have the flag guy, Cody. Oh, we have Miss Joan in the office, and I'm overwhelmed, never even thinking that this would be happening in my life, that I could travel around and be with such great people. And meeting you, Scott, and getting the support of the Flag Family Media and all the people that have ever come around and saw me at a gas station and come over and shook my hand, I'm just so proud and so pleased. And last but not least, actually the greatest gift of late to Brenda and I has been Miss Gina Foos. She is from Lostwood Media in Stanley, North Dakota. And we met, and she produces films, and she's a great production, I call her, artist. And we have produced 5 ND Flagpole Guy Chronicles, and it's my travels all across the Fruited Plain, rest in peace, Mr. Rush, and actually inspired by Rush long ago. Miss Gina helps me tell the story of all of the 5 people that have decided to put in flagpoles, and it's just a mirror of North Dakota. I don't know how else to say it. Really not about me. It's about those people. And Gina, are you there? And thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for allowing me an opportunity to put into a vision, your vision out there. It was a vision I had as well. And when he contacted me, he was like, wanted to do this idea. I'm like, oh, I'm so on board. So on board.
And Gina, you obviously tell a lot of stories. You tell them for a living through your artistry and your talents. Talk about, you know, what you've done with Jim, basically following him along and being that mirror on North Dakota. How does it compare to other things you've done?
Well, it actually compares pretty closely to other things I've done. The vision that I had starting this company was to tell people stories. And I think with the times that we're in, I think we need to tell people stories as often as we can. These stories are our legacies, their history, they're foundational to what our country is founded on. And if we lose the ability to tell these stories, I think it will be a tragedy. And so these stories just tell, it's a combination of everything that the same fabrics that make up the flag is the same fabrics that make up our beautiful country. And I think now more than ever, this is something that we're excited about doing because of culture council culture and all that. To still have platforms to put this out is amazing to me.
That is great. I know, Jim, you call me probably once a week. You'll say, I was just with the most wonderful people. We put up a flagpole, and they had me in for dinner, and, you know, we had a great conversation. And, you know, you're really feeding off of the greatness and the goodness of North Dakota, aren't you, Jim?
Well, it's pretty easy to do. You know, the traditional American has had just kindness in their heart and moral virtue, and they lived in an order where it wasn't about them. It was about their community. It was about their family, you know, and this, that's really kind of what I feel is in today's society is really under assault. And And I didn't know I'd be here. I'm just 9.5-finger Jim. But here I am thinking it's never been so more important to partake in that and be with these people and to say, you know, it's really timely. And even Gina and I were talking, it's timely that this comes out just about now, isn't it? So
sure
I'm
is.
Saying,
yeah, it is, because the cancel culture doesn't live in North Dakota. I mean, it's ugly head is reared from time to time, but that's not us. And we know it's not us, and some people get wrapped up in it and everything else. But, you know, all the just real life examples of the fallen world in which we live and the work of darkness and everything else, it's real. It's out there. It is everywhere. So to have goodness, I tell you, the worst day I can have, if I get back at my hot spring spa and look in the backyard at the flag you had waving in my backyard from the beautiful flagpole you put up for Maria and I and our family, every bad thing goes away. Because I think of all what's happened under that flag, and I say, can I complain? No. My gosh. And it just resets. So I hope more folks do it. That way Gina can have more stories to tell. NDFlagpoleGuy.com is the website to see those Chronicles of 9.5-Finger Jim. I love that. Or call.
On Rumble.
On Rumble. I love it. 701.
Lostwood Media.
One more time.
Lostwood Media.
There you go. 701-571-FLAG.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a trademark company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.